I love to dance and I love to move ever since I was little, but I was getting so caught up in comparison, where at these auditions, you're literally up next to 50 girls that look exactly like you, that are your same size, same height, same everything. And you have to like essentially fight for your life and look the best and stand out the best in front of the judges or the directors that are on the panel. I lost myself a little through constantly comparing myself. I didn't feel confident in myself because I was constantly looking to the other person. And my love of dance that I had when I was little, just throwing on music in my living room and dancing, I lost that a lot. And I found myself in my spare time going to Planet Fitness as if I needed another workout, right? Like, I was also over exercising, under eating, very unhealthy, but actually found a healthier way through just like going to Planet Fitness, sitting with my notebook. There wasn't any stress or pressure.
Hey Megan, what's up? Welcome to 8020. It is so good to have you here today.
Hey Lily, thanks for having me. This is so fun.
So fun. It's been a long time coming, but you know what? I firmly believe that, like, you know, the timing always works out the way that it's supposed to be. I know that we've got lots of good stuff to share today. So I'm just super pumped to have you on the pod.
I agree. And you're killing it. I love your podcast so much. You give me some weekly info. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. That just made my day. Okay. So Megan, we have so many good things to cover today. But to get started, just kind of go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about you, what you do, all that jazz.
Yeah, so I am a fitness entrepreneur. I'm an ex-professional dancer. I used to live in New York City and was doing the whole hustle and grind, professional dance grind, trying to be a Broadway star. And it kind of developed into me creating my own dance fitness platform called Glisten. And like anything, life evolves, businesses evolve, but I've been growing this business now since 2019. We went through the whole virtual COVID phase. I ended up getting an app, and now I'm here. I have a virtual studio, a Glisten studio, which you can see behind me, and I teach online and now in-person classes. I have a podcast, and I really just hope to bring confidence and celebration to everyone's lives and really empower everyone to stand in their own spotlight.
I love it. It's incredible. I love watching all that you do on Glisten. I've done a couple of like your Instagram like workouts and stuff, and it's so fun. And you really just have this energy that attracts people, and you just put off like such a good vibe. So I really encourage everyone to check out Glisten if you guys are listening and looking for a good workout platform. Go ahead and tell me a little bit about the workout itself.
It started out where I was in the gym. I was a dancer in New York City taking all these dance classes, and I was in the gym being like, what should I be doing right now to supplement my dancing? Because like, I hate boring squats and pulses, and I was never into heavy weightlifting because as a dancer, I didn't really ever do that. So I would go to the gym and I would do all those little free trials. I had no money when I lived in New York City, and I would just go grab a pair of light weights and do like fun dance-inspired sculpt movements, and I would like make them up. And so Glisten kind of transformed into, I say dance-inspired sculpt, but I never want to scare anyone off because it's really just like more of a fun sculpt class. It's all beat-based, and we use like little ball of bangles. We use anything from 3 to 5 pounds for lightweights, and we run through arms, abs, cheeks, which are glutes. We call them Glisten cheeks, and legs. And then we finish always with a celebration at the end, which could be like a dance party. It could be a cardio burst, something that really helps us feel like we're ready for our day. We feel the Glisten. We feel empowered and confident. And it's just like a celebration. And then we stretch. And all of my classes are 40 minutes and under because I just feel like we got to hit it, quit it. We got things to do. And yeah, so it started from literally the Planet Fitnesses. Like, I would do all the little free trials all around New York City. And now it's kind of transformed into this beat-based sculpt class.
I love that you went around and did free trials. That's so like 20 something, like just trying to like
crunch, like remember Crunch Fitness, Planet Fitness, what else? Like a 24/7.
Yep.
I was just like wherever I can go.
So when you started to do these workouts just in like Planet Fitness, first off, I want to talk about confidence because we're going to get so much into confidence later, but having the confidence to go into the gym and just kind of like make it up as you go is something that I don't think a lot of people can do. So for someone listening, what is like one tangible tip that you could give to someone who's just like scared to even really start? Like they don't know what to do. Maybe they want to start glistening and they're afraid to start. Maybe they just want to step foot in a gym and they don't know where to start. What would you tell them?
Yeah. I would say first, you have to put on a cute outfit. You have to believe in yourself. Like before you even get to move, like honestly, the hardest part is putting your little sneakers on, putting on your cute set, put a little claw clip in and get yourself either. Are you getting to the gym or are you deciding, okay, I'm getting up out of bed. I'm putting on a cute outfit and I'm getting in my living room. That's step one. Step two is just to plan out what you're going to do. So if you're new to Glisten and you're like, I'm scared, I don't know what to do, set your mind to it. Set your mind to a mini blast, which are classes that I do that are under 20 minutes. They're almost like quick little workouts. Set it and say, all right, Lily, I'm doing it. I'm getting up. I'm going to do a 20-minute sculpt and press play. I think that where we get caught up is in our thoughts and feels. And if you don't give yourself time to think about your thoughts and feels and you just hit it and go for it and you look cute doing it, that is literally more than half the battle. Then you're in the workout and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't give myself time to think about it. I'm here. I'm working out. And then that after that first initial class, you're good to go because you found that feeling. You feel more confident, even if it's just 1%. So I think if you're unsure where to start or if you're nervous about, oh, Glisten is dance inspired, it's really not. It's more just fun. And it's a non-judgmental, open, fun, and free space. I'm always like, I love you. You're amazing. Keep going. So I really think it's like the mindset of just, okay, I'm not going to think about it. I got my set laid out. I got my sneaks laid out and I'm going to go for it. Even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just starting. It seems so simple, but that is the hardest part even for me from a day to day. I'm like, okay, Megan, just start.
No, literally, it really is the hardest part. It's almost like a healthy distraction from like your thoughts and feels. Like you don't have to get all worked up and feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I can do this. Like literally just press play and just go for it. I love that. I was talking to my sister this morning and we both agreed that when you just go do your workout, you don't think about it. When you just like plug into your work, you don't think about it. When you just like spend time with your friends, it's almost like a healthy distraction from like all like the feelings and stuff. Like we both had such a busy weekend and we're like, oh, we didn't even think about, you know, X, Y, and Z that were bothering us last week because we were so plugged into like the here and now. Yep. And I think that that's something that's so beautiful about movement is you kind of get into this like meditative state of like, oh, I'm not thinking about all my problems. I'm literally just doing something good for my body and enjoying the process, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I love dance so much is because I wouldn't think about anything else. Like no fears, any anxieties that I had leading up to dancing, I would, you know, you're not thinking about your fears or anxieties. You're just kind of living in the moment. And isn't that kind of, you see all these social media posts, like the best thing to do is live in the present moment. And it's like, how can we get there? Literally just moving your body, throwing on your favorite song and having a dance party for 1 minute. And then you're like, oh my gosh, what was I even thinking about?
Kind of take me back to Dancer U in New York City and you're trying all these Planet Fitnesses and just kind of like, you know, getting your free trials and kind of coming up with Glisten. What did that transitional phase look like for you from going to dancing to owning Glisten?
Yeah. So what happened was I was taking probably 10 dance classes a week in New York. I was auditioning probably like 5 to 10 auditions a week. And I was doing personal training on the side just to make some extra money so I could have my own schedule. And what I found was I love to dance and I love to move ever since I was little, but I was getting so caught up in comparison where on these auditions, you're literally up next to 50 girls that look exactly like you, that are your same size, same height, same everything. And you have to like essentially fight for your life and look the best and stand out the best in front of the judges or the directors that are on the panel. And I found myself just going to dance classes because I saw someone else was going to go, like another girl who was in the dance world was like, oh, I'm going to this hip hop class. And I'm like, oh, I need to be there. So I lost myself a little through constantly comparing myself. I didn't feel confident in myself because I was constantly looking to the other person. And my love of dance that I had when I was little, just throwing on music in my living room and dancing, I lost that a lot because I was so focused on how do I want to portray myself? How do the judges want to see me? What outfit should I wear that's going to make me stand out the most? And I found myself in my spare time going to Planet Fitness as if I needed another workout, right? Like I was also over exercising, under eating, very unhealthy, but actually found a healthier way through just like going to Planet Fitness, sitting with my notebook and creating these fun workouts. There wasn't any stress or pressure to be the best person in the room. And that's what I say with GLSEN. It's giving everyone a chance to stand in their own spotlight. So it was nerve-wracking because I was like, oh my gosh, why do I actually like dance, fitness, and sculpt better than dancing? Like my whole life, I wanted to be a Broadway star, a dancer, and it was scary. But at the end of the day, I realized another huge part is community. And when you book a Broadway show or when you book I had the privilege of dancing on a movie, and I realized, okay, everyone here is awesome. But at the end of the movie, they say cut and everyone leaves. The community's gone. And I was like, okay, so I'm working all my way up to this show, and then I book the show, and then the show's over. And then now I have to go audition again and find a new community. So I was like, okay, Megan, you love community. You love bringing people together. You love dancing for joy and movement, and you want to empower women to feel confident. So I was like, boom, I need to create my own business. Like, this is the only way. A community that always stays. You never leave. You don't have to make the audition. You can stand in your own spotlight. And it was like all coming together for me. And so in 2019, I was like, yep, I'm doing this. I literally just created an LLC. I created a logo. I made little flyers in New York and would go around on Fifth Avenue and hand out my flyers to like Free People, Nike, and be like, hi, like, can I do my workouts in your space? Through that, I just kept moving forward. Like I kept going with what made me feel most at peace and most joyful. And I feel like it's a good lesson for everyone out there who's like, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to be, you know, in this career, like I have to keep moving forward. And it's really like, you never know where life can take you. So kind of just follow through what makes you feel joyful, because it all ended up working out in the end. And I do miss dance, but I get a little piece of it every day when I do GLSEN classes. So.
Oh, that is such a cool story. And you're so right in the sense that like, you never know where life is going to take you. Like we all have these big dreams and big plans of what we think our life is going to look like. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, you thought you're going to kind of take a spin on that and it might not be what you think or what you want, but it's going to be what you need. And then eventually you're going to be like, oh, well, it all makes sense now. Like I know exactly why that happened. So when you were creating GLSEN, you took flyers to, you know, Nike and Free People and you did all these things. What was kind of like this initiation process like for you? Was it the app right away? Did you do in-person classes? What was this like business building process like for you?
So what I did was I started teaching free classes for all of my dancer friends and everyone I knew in the city. And Instagram, I'm trying to think, it was like 2019. So I think stories were like a little bit of a thing. Yeah. But I remember my first story that I talked in the camera and I was like, hey guys, I don't usually do this, aww, but I'm hosting a class. And I would reach out to different spaces. Like, I don't know if you remember Project by Equinox, but they used to be open in New York City. Lululemon had they still have an awesome space in Soho. And so I would take advantage or rent space with my own money and just say, okay, here's a free class, everyone come. And it was almost like trial classes. And my dance friends would come and give me feedback and be like, oh my gosh, I really like this. And it started to build and grow. And honestly, and this is for everyone out there looking to start something, like just putting yourself out there and being like, I have nothing to lose. I walked down Fifth Avenue so many times, so many different emails, so many DMs of spaces where I was like, hey, can I just host a class here? And I ended up getting some awesome pop-ups. Then I would ask my friends to come take pictures and videos. I would post it. And that's kind of just how I got the ball rolling. So everything was started out as completely free. And I ended up launching. I had like a launch party for my very first class. It was at Lululemon in Soho. And I got little champagne cups for everyone. And I bought balloons. And it's crazy because I'm planning my 4-year anniversary. So it was 4 years in November. Again, it was free. Like it wasn't even like you couldn't even say really it's a business because I was making no money. But it brought me so much joy. And I was like, if I can do this, I must keep going. So the plan was to be a little boutique studio in New York City, but COVID hit. As soon as like we're getting the ball rolling, I had a huge event with Carbon 38 on March 6, 2020. And it was the weirdest day because there were 100 women there. And I was like, this is my dream. This is amazing. But I'm very like, I will run up to you and give you a huge hug. And I was like, oh my gosh, thanks for coming. But it was like kind of whispers of COVID. And literally, I think the city shut down like a week later or less.
No way. I remember how weird that like week was.
It was the weirdest.
So bizarre. Yeah.
And so I, in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that I must keep going. And so literally the day the city shut down, I said, I'm not giving myself time. I'm getting on Instagram Live and I'm teaching a free class every single day until this thing is quote unquote over. Because we thought it would be like, oh, right. a month, like 2 weeks.
Like 14 days. Right, right.
I remember going back to upstate New York. I think I brought like 3 fitness sets. I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'll be right back. Wow. And I ended up teaching free classes for the entire month of April. I did my very first 30-day challenge and it was free, 40 minutes every single day. And again, what we're talking about routine, it helped everyone get up, get out of bed. I had a colorful set on, let's do it. And then that progressed into, okay, people actually are watching my videos. How cool is this? I would do like Vimeo links, like, oh, it's $5 for my Vimeo link. Like, so just like, we didn't know what was happening in the internet times of workouts. And that just kept developing further. I transformed my dance website into a Glisten website, just like on a whim, and started subscriptions. And then the subscriptions eventually turned into an app in 2021.
So you're coming up on year 4, which is so cool. Oh, and you just started, is back in June, July time, right? That you hopped on Allo Moves.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It has been such a fun experience. So I reached out to Allo Moves in 2020 and I was like, again, so confident in the, you have to just go for it. Right. I was like, absolutely. Hey, it's Megan, like creator of Glisten. I'd love to do sculpt. Didn't hear from them for 3 years and they reached out to me last December. Wow. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I would not have been ready in 2020. I didn't know that at the time, but again, everything happens right place, right time. And so I was able to go out to Malibu and film 15 sculpt classes with them, which was like amazing. It's literally my dream to do what I do. I do it in here virtually, but there's nothing better than in person, even just working with people. So to work with the team and get all mic'd up, get my hair and makeup done, and then go out and film these classes for everyone was amazing. Allo, of course, like the best brand. I'm biased, but like the best sets, the best people. And so, yeah, now I have sculpt classes. I'm a sculpt instructor on that platform. And it is very Glisten inspired, kind of my same style of beat based. We do sculpt and strength workouts. And it's been so fun to just message with different Allo Moves people and like saying, oh my gosh, you've helped me so much. You've inspired me. And again, that same message of confidence always carries through in celebration. So it has been so much fun to do it.
Oh, I love it. Congrats on that. That is like such a big, like pivotal, I feel like, thing in your career, like a bucket list thing. Like we all have those little things that are like, oh, like I want to write a book one day. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then you go back in your journal and you're like, wait, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. Like I can check this off. So that's so, so cool.
I think it's so important also what you said to realize that, because my brain, and I'm sure everyone else, like you're always on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you really have to like pause. And I always say, you know, Glisten's a celebration, but actually celebrate your small wins and be like, oh my gosh, I wanted to do this like for the last however many years. And you might not realize it at the time, but like all of your little goals and like Lily, like you're killing it. Like you were at Spotify, like
Thank you. How cool.
And sometimes we're so focused on, oh, but what do I want to do next? Like, what's the next thing on my goals list? And it's like, no, you're living right now. You're living your dream. So it's important to even just write down those things and be like, okay, what? Like 4 years ago, I wanted to be on Broadway and I was struggling and like, I didn't know what to do. And now I'm here. I'm like living part-time in New Hampshire too, which is like, what? I would never even think that I could do my job here also. And it's just, it's cool. So
know, I feel like especially people who like kind of live in like the digital space too, because it's almost like we're posting and like these are the highlights, but also like we're having lowlights, and then like the highlights feel different. And I remember sitting in Spotify, like on my phone being like, okay, in a week I'm going to Denver. Like, what's the next thing? So it just, it is this constant cycle of like, what's next, what's next? And so being able to kind of sit and celebrate your wins, big or small, is so huge. So I feel like that's such a good reminder for both of us, because I'm so totally the same way, Megan. I'm like, okay, what's next? What else can I do? I've checked that off the list. Like, let's keep going, keep killing it. And yeah, it's good to celebrate. So thanks for the reminder too, because yeah, I needed that.
Of course. Oh my gosh, you're killing it.
Thanks, girl. Okay, so I want to briefly chat about using fitness as a way to celebrate your body, because you just chatted a bit about how, you know, you're getting messages, and it just, when I get messages from people that are like, oh, your podcast has helped me insert whatever here, I'm like, okay, well, my stories aren't the shitty things that have happened to me and then I'm coming on the mic and telling the story. It's not for nothing kind of thing. And so I know that for me, I really used to use working out as a punishment. Mm-hmm. And I would go to the gym and all that jazz and clock hours there, and it just wouldn't be for the right reasons. I would love to hear your take on this, if you've ever struggled with that, because I know that that is a very, very, very real thing that a lot of people go through.
Absolutely. I used to see going to the gym as a total punishment. Seriously. Like, although I've been moving and dancing my entire life, that dance piece was there and I would work hard in the studio, and then I would go to the gym and be like, I have to look like these girls that I'm auditioning with. I have to just like do the bicep curls and like go to the ab machine, you know, those like ab machines at Planet Fitness, and just like do it. And I was spending hours. I would go to Rumble Boxing. I would go to Barry's. This is on top of dance. And I was the least healthiest I've ever been. I was under eating and I was punishing my body, and that does literally nothing. I was watching something on TikTok the other day. It was a other podcast interview, and the girl was saying, like, what is the benefit of not being kind to yourself? What's the benefit? Why? It's okay to be okay, like, give a little, what's the word?
Like
hard
tough,
love.
What tough, is it? Love, tough love. Tough love. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's okay. Tough love is okay, but what is the benefit of punishing your body? There's literally nothing. Why not flip your mindset into celebrating? Our bodies are individually so different. This is why I don't do what I eat in a days.
Yeah.
You cannot eat the same thing as another girl on Instagram. She has a completely different life. You cannot work out the same way as another girl on Instagram. She has a completely different life. You can't work out as the girl in Planet Fitness that looks amazing and is deadlifting. You have to find it for yourself. And the only workout that's going to work is the one that you love doing. Because literally the cells in your body know, because you know, and your brain knows. Yeah. So your cells are going to be like, yes, I love glisten. I love the gym. I love running. Whatever it is that you love, do it. And that is the workout that's going to work best for you. And also, there are different seasons. So I also found myself like on this journey of, you know, trying to celebrate more. I found myself struggling because in different seasons of life, I would like to do different kinds of workouts. Like, I would find myself in Glisten. We have a dance strength class. And I was like, ooh, I kind of like love strength right now. And then a month later, I was like, wait, why am I not loving this? And I was hard on myself again. And I'm like, wait, but why don't I not like this anymore? But it's okay, because we're evolving and growing and changing. So I think another part is you might find dance cardio and you might love it. And then in the winter, you might be like, ooh, I think I need a sculpt. And that's okay too. So going through this journey of celebrating your body at all costs is probably the most important thing you can do in your day. I don't care if you have work. I don't care if you have dinner. I don't care if you have an interview. The most important thing you can do is celebrate your body, because that's how you're going to look and feel your best. Your cells are going to love you, and you're going to just feel like, whoo, from the inside out, you're going to feel the glisten.
Oh, I love it. I read a quote the other day. I was like, every cell in your body is listening when you talk about yourself. So why wouldn't you say nice things? And it is so true. The minute that you look in the mirror and you're like, oh, I actually do love you. The workout that I'm doing is making me feel good. Also, what you said about seasons, huge. When I figured that out, such a game changer for me. Like in the summertime, like the last thing I want to do is go do like strength workouts. Like I want to be outside. I want to like, you know, go for a run as long as it's not 1,000 degrees outside. I want to go to yoga. I want to be like flowy and fun. And then, you know, maybe in the fall time, it's time to like reel it in again. Like maybe go back to doing strength or just, you know, whatever my body's calling me to do. Also, I don't know if you're on this train too, but cycle syncing your workouts. Yeah. Do you do that too? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Have you found a difference there?
Yeah, I really have. And I try because I teach a lot. So sometimes it's hard. Like I have to teach a cycle class every week. And sometimes I'm like, I hate my life.
Yeah.
Like when I'm on my period, I'm like, I don't want to do this. But, you know, gotta do what you gotta do. But in general, yes, I found that doing more, all of my workouts are low impact for the most part. I don't really like high impact things. And, you know, you might come back to me in 6 months and I might love high impact. But right now I do all low impact. But as you're saying, I add some strength in during like ovulatory luteal phase and I'll do more Pilates in my luteal. And then my periods just like rest for the most part. Walks. Your girl loves a walk. 12:30 on the treadmill, all of that stuff. And then follicular. Yeah. Just like getting more into like some low impact cardio, or like in Glisten we do full body, so it's like a blend of cardio and sculpt. So yeah, it's really been beneficial to my body for sure.
Yeah, I agree. When I figure that out, that like, oh, right before my period I'm gonna feel my most tired, it's easier to give yourself a little bit of grace too. It's like, oh well, why don't I want to go to the gym? And it's like, oh well, because your body's literally entering a resting period. It's natural that you're not going to want to go to the gym. And so once you understand that, I think that it just makes it easier to kind of like give yourself grace to some degree. When you really tune into your body and what's going on, even like literally on like your cycle level, it just makes life so much easier.
Yeah, totally. And what you said about giving yourself grace, I think is just so important, because we're giving all these tips to like how to have your best workout and all this stuff. And it's like, it's never perfect. Like literally never, ever. Am I going to wake up, put on my cute set? I feel amazing. I look amazing. I'm going to have this perfect like Barbie girl day, right? And just like do my perfect workout. You have to give yourself grace and decide that you're going to show up for yourself no matter what, because showing up for yourself and moving in celebration is giving yourself that love. So whether it's a walk today or a 5-minute mini blast, or okay, I'm going to get to the gym, I'm going to give myself a little tough love because I know when I get there, I'm going to feel so much better. So really just being, it just comes down to being kind to yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, you have to go into it with this perspective of like, you're never going to regret a workout.
Yes.
And whenever you go to the gym or put on a workout video, or even just go for a walk, you're like, oh, I feel so much better now. Such a mood booster. This morning I woke up late. I've had like the craziest day so far, just like, you know, random stuff is happening. So I woke up late and then I was running late for my workout. There's a drawbridge that I have to cross before I like hit the highway. So the drawbridge was up. I got stuck behind a school bus. So it was like every little thing that like could have gone wrong was going wrong, was one of those mornings. And then I got to the gym, did my workout, and everything was fine. And it just, you know, once you get there and you're just there and doing it, it's like all the stress can melt away. And similar to what we said when we started the episode, like just working out is such a mood booster, and it just changes. It changes everything. It really does.
And you get to move, right? It's like, oh, I have to. Well, you don't have to, but you get to move your body and your body's going to feel so good.
Okay, so I want to chat a little bit about your wellness practices that bring you joy. So on this show, we talk so much about routines and habits, and I want to get the inside scoop on any tangible action items that you want to share with the listeners that have helped to elevate your routines, any little micro habits that you enjoy, anything that you want to share, just give it to me.
I love it. Okay, I'm such a routine gal. So I literally did not have a morning routine before COVID, and the first thing I started with when I was waking up every day to do these Instagram live workouts, the very first thing I started with was a cup of hot water with lemon in the morning. And just starting with one thing is just going to bring you not only routine, but confidence. Like, all right, I'm good. I've done my one thing. So as I list all of these wellness practices out to you guys, like just know you can start with one, because this has been now like a 4-year over time, my buildup, but I love my hot water with lemon. I love my meditation / breath work. And again, this changes with seasons. Sometimes I'm like, over meditation. But what I do love is, have you ever tried yoga with Adrian before? She's like a yoga instructor on YouTube, but she has meditations. And if you guys want to look up, she has a 7-minute morning meditation to start your day. And I don't know why 7 minutes, like if I have enough time for it, it's just perfect. I sit on my little block and my mind might wander. I'm not perfect at meditating at all, but at least I'm just breathing and giving myself a moment before I start my day, just thinking about some things I'm grateful for. So I do love that 7-minute meditation. So I try to do that most days. And then another non-negotiable is I love lymphatic drainage and dry brushing. And I first saw it when Melissa Wood Health posted about it like years ago. And I was like, I was trying to be a wellness gal. And I was like, all right, let me try this. I must do it every day. And what the dry brush, do you dry brush at all?
I do sometimes, like if I need to exfoliate, but I would love to hear like all your dry brushing tips and tricks, like which one do you use? How do you do it? All that jazz.
Yep. So I do have it linked in my Amazon store. And again, this is like, it's not expensive stuff. I'm not into like, oh, you have to buy the $80 night cream and the whatever. Like, it's just tangible things. So I think the dry brush is like $7. It literally looks like a horse brush. And I'm telling you, and you probably feel this too, you're going to hate it if you try this, everyone. The first time, you're going to be like, nope. It feels so weird on your skin.
What brand do you have? Because I have the Eco Tools one.
I think it is the Eco Tools.
Yeah.
Eco Tools. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like circle. Okay, yeah, we probably have the same one. And I agree, I hated it at first. I was like, this hurts.
It's literally feels so weird. Yeah. But then once you get your blood flow going, so I'll start at my wrist and then I'll do circular motions all the way up my arms and then start at my ankles, circular motions all the way up my legs. And then I brush down in a straight line down my stomach. And it's really just supposed to get your blood flow going, relieve stress, promote circulation, and helps you pee. Which is good, but it feels so good. It almost wakes my body up. So I love the dry brush. I do the paddle a little bit less, but I have to do the dry brush in the morning.
Okay, maybe I'll have to start implementing that like daily routine. Cause like I said, I'll do it a little bit. Like if I'm scrubbing off like a self tanner or something, I'm like dry brush, like here we go. But I want to learn more about lymphatic drainage, and I will definitely try the like circles on the arms and the ankles and the legs and everything.
Yeah, and even like if you go down your neck too, it does feel, again, it feels so weird, but it also is like you can literally feel like you're kind of releasing any stress or tension. And yeah, I do that every morning. Some people say they do it in the shower, but I think it really hurts because when there's water on it, do you ever do that in the shower?
I would imagine like things get... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
No, I do it like first thing I wake up because again, if you think about it too hard, you're going to be like, nope, I don't have time for this today. Right. So my tip is like do all this stuff or whatever you decide to do for your morning routine, like to do it right in the morning. So I have my hot water set up. All I have to do is like click my little button down.
Love it.
Do it. Do my breathing, do my lymphatic. And the last thing I do is my gua sha stone. And I do that every morning too for lymphatic drainage. There's a really good tutorial on Allo Moves. Another one of the instructors, Bianca, does a 10-minute gua sha tutorial just to show you how to relieve. There's like 400 lymph nodes in your face and neck.
Wow.
Which I'm still learning about lymphatic drainage, but any inflammation that you have, you would just start by tapping your neck and going all the way up your neck and then tapping along your jawline. And then you go in with the gua sha stone. And there's like a ton of gua sha tutorials. But again, I think the gua sha I got's like, you get like a set of three for like $6 on Amazon. Love to hate Amazon.
No, but it's so true though. Like literally most of these wellness tools, you can get the high end version if you want to, but the little like $5 to $10 one, it's all the same. It's all probably coming from the same place anyway. It just has like a different label on it. So
yeah. And the other thing is about morning routine, like I do all these different things, but to me, it's really about the routine of it and feeling confident. So to choose, you know, whatever you want, maybe it's like you just listen to a song in the morning and think about what you're grateful for. Like whatever it may be, it's more about being consistent with it. And that creates confidence for your day, I think.
Absolutely. And I'm such a big believer in the fact that like what works for one person isn't always going to work for another. And like it takes time to build these habits. And so I
Totally.
love how you kind of preface this whole thing with like, it's going to take time and like you have to just start somewhere. But I always love hearing about people's morning habits because I'm like, oh, like what can I try? Like, how can I level up my routine or what habits do I need to include?
Yeah, what are some of your non-negotiables?
Oh, my non-negotiables. Definitely water first thing. Well, tongue scraping first. I'm really, really big on. Do you tongue scrape?
I do, but not consistently.
I think every podcast that I've been on in the past year, I always talk about tongue scraping. And it's just like once you do it, you're like, oh my gosh, this is nasty. Like I have to keep doing it. So I'll tongue scrape first and then brush my teeth and then drink water. Always like journaling, having like a little bit of quiet time. I haven't meditated in a while, but you've inspired me to look at, you said Yoga by Adrienne.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree that like 7 minutes is a good sweet spot. So I want to check it out. And then, yeah, I mean, recently my mornings have been chaotic to be totally transparent, but I always tongue scrape and I always try to get like a little bit of quiet time in there. And then coffee, of course,
Oh,
of course.
always. I'm like a cream with my coffee kind of girl.
Love it. Love it.
I'm obsessed with my creamer. And again, it's just like, you know what? That makes me happy. So I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna have black coffee. Like, no, I'm gonna have my creamer.
Absolutely. Yeah, you gotta do what you like. You gotta add a little something in there. Yeah,
Totally.
exactly. Exactly. Okay, so I have a couple hot seat questions for you before we wrap this up. So don't think too much, just answer. But if you have to think about it, that's fine too. What song is on repeat right now?
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm gonna say something that is like unpopular opinion. I
Okay.
love the song Airplanes by Local Natives, and I think it's because I play pop music and workout music like my whole life. So I was such a in high school, I loved indie music. So if I need to just play and get in my feels, Airplanes by Local Natives.
Love it. I love it. What is one memory you wish that you could repeat to live all over again?
My wedding.
Aw. Favorite snack at the moment?
Toasted walnuts with cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. One quote that you live by.
Do your best, forget the rest.
One item that you can't leave the house without.
My Stanley.
Love it. And last and final question. The average age of my podcast listeners are about like 22 to 24. If you could go back and tell your 22-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
Just go for it because you're never going to regret going for it and walk in the room like you're a freaking beam of light.
I love it. I love it. Megan, where can the listeners find you? Where can they find Glisten? All that jazz.
Yeah, so you can download the Glisten app. I'm there with you. We got like over 300 workouts, and then I post a weekly schedule and daily workouts there. So Glisten app, and then on Instagram at Megan McFerrin.
Love it. Thank you, Megan, for joining us today.
Thanks, Lily. This was so fun.